Yeah, so it's gone. You might ask a chalecha b'le shabbos shayu lahadodi lemis tafi. Is that true that when you have different substances that have a different shear, they're not mistar? But then, went to Mishnah. I beg it. Shleisha shleisha. That in order to be a kavutuma, a beggar has to be three tefachim by three tefachim. Mr. Shem said, "As for Tumas Medrash, Tumas Mesitz, and Kaddim and Kabbal, from even with Gimel Spice by Gimel Spice." That's a detail. Hasak, Arba Arba, Shir of Hasak for all Tumas, both for Mesitz and for Medrash. The support token, Ha'er Chamisha Chamisha, Ma'apet Shisha Shisha. So each one has a different Shir. Tani Allah, went into the Brisa. Habeged Hasak, Hasak Ve'er, Ha'er Ve'amapet, it's Tar from Zem Zem. That you could be mitzar, you can mitzar beggar with sack, sack with or with doik with mapots. That you could be mitzar to the larger shear, obviously, not to the lower shear, the Tosfos brings from the Tosef. No, he brings from the Mishnah. Yeah, they can mitzar to the larger shear. Rashi and Tosfos both speak out. Tosfos is not so sure about it. Rashi's sure about it. That even when they are mistaref, they're only mistaref the two that are adjacent. Meaning, Beged and Sak are mistaref. Sak and Or are mistaref. Or and Mapots are mistaref. But Beged and Mapots, that's already too far apart, and that already is not the mistaref. That from the Lashon of the... From the Lashon of the Brisa, Smash Noe. Beged and Hasak are mistaref. Hasak and Or are mistaref. Or and Mapots are mistaref. I didn't say Begichid is the Begit and Mapet Mistar. Apparently that already is too far. That's too far. That's a bridge too far. That already is not the Mistar. Tais in the end says maybe it's not true. But the point of Mechatkil Tais is that way, and Rashi says that way for sure. Why not? I mean, why, if you're ready, you can be Mistar different Shurim. I mean, that's what it seems to say over here. You could be Mistar different Shurim. That's the worst question, why that's so. But it says here that you could be Mistar different Shurim. So what's the difference between Begit and Or, which are Mistar, and Begit would say Mapet that are not Mistar? Here it seems to be a chiluk between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says because the what's the Rashi? The fabric itself is too foot. It's too different to be mistar. What's the Rashi? Mamashenkarv. Yeah, the stuff itself. They're too disparate. Beged and Mahvot, since they're so disparate in their thickness and what they are, that it's you could sew them together and it's not really a seer. You see, it's not able to do it. Tosfos is different. Tosfos says that their seer is too far apart. Shirim Kregim Zelazet. But the shear is real, it's rough like Ben is not mistar. Yeah, not so clear what that means. What's the difference of the shear is carved or the shear is rough? Al Kaponim says in this Brisa that they are able to be mistarf. So last thing was Kasha. Why are they able to be mistarf? You just told me a rule that if they shovel shiraya, they're not able to be mistarf. And here it says you have two things that are loy shovel shiraya, and they're able to be mistarf. So my answer is Hosum Kriktoni Taimon. There, the Mishnah itself is the reason. Umrab Shimon Matam, Hoyo Veroy Matam Emoshu. That the reason why they're able to be mistarf is because all of these different kinds of schayra, all of these different kinds of material, they all have in common that they have Tumas Medrash, and they have the same shear for Tumas Medrash. Okay, it's not like it says in the Mishnah. Hamakatzeh mikulam tefach al tefach. If somebody cut, ordinarily, that didn't rip by itself, but you deliberately cut the size, tefach al tefach. So it's the tummy. The tummy is Makabu Tumas Medrash. When the Rambam brings this halacha, he says like this, he says that if a piece of fabric is ripped, then it has to be the shiur that we said before, beged has to be shloshet tefachim, or shloshet tefachim, and or has to be five, and mafas has to be six, and so on. But if you cut it to size, you literally cut a patch, you cut out a patch of a tefach al tefach, then that's makabel tumas medrash regardless. In fact, the Gemara, tefach, so that's what it says, that's what Rambam says to the Perish, that the reason why the shiur is mistarif is because in the it shows shiur in a different context. That's interesting. It says here in the Gemara Chiddush that things that are, even if they have different shiurim, but if you could find somewhere where they have the same shiur, then they're able to mistarif even when they have different shiur. That must be happening in the Gemara before also. But the Gemara asked on the Rabbah, the Gemara said, Rabbah, what are you telling me the shiur did not mistarif? They should be mistarif because they have the same shiur by Sukkot Kana. But what if they have the same shiur by Sukkot Kana? We're talking about the Sukkot Kana. So they're already in the Gemara, for obvious, presumably the Gemara over there was referencing this Gemara, this halacha, this Mishnah, that even things that are loish shalva shirayu, but if we could find some halacha where they are shalva shirayu, that means they have enough in common. You see, they're able to have the same shir. If they're able to have the same shir for X, but even when they don't have the same shir, they can mistarif to the shir above. So that's what it says in this Mishnah, that since they have the same shir, if you for tumas moshe, if you cut out a patch, they have the same shir for tumas medrash rather. So therefore, they could be mistarif, even when you were mikatei, even when they have different shurim, they could be mistarif. They have enough commonality that they could be mistarif. I don't tell local mission. See, now that's how it is. Frankly, more than life causing. What are you going to do if it's packed with a tefach by a tefach? I'm a mishim lokish, mishim rabbiyanei hoyel v'roy v'tlai agabei ha hamor. You could use it for a patch on a saddle blanket. So therefore, it has a use. For tumas, and therefore it's able to be mekabel tumas. It has a use for tumas medrash. It has a use for some that will be meyuchad liyeshiva. So therefore, it's able to be mekabel tumas medrash. Sometimes anything that's roiled liyeshiva is mekabel tumas moshe. Anything that's roiled l'shchiva is mekabel tumas mishka. They're all called the same tumas medrash. Mishka of Moshe, it's the same Shema Tumah of Tumas Medrash. So since they all have the ability that you could be Mekaseh Mikulam Tefach Al Tefach, which would be Roy to make a patch on a for a saddle blanket. So therefore, they're able to be Mitzdar. Take a look at the Tosfos Kitznan. A Mekaseh Mikulam Tefach Mishni Hosum Sefes Kalim. There's something else. There's another case where they have the same shear. Here we're talking about making them a tlai for a medash al chamor. But there's another case where they have the same shear. Look, yehod v'sanyo m'sechus milo. Have a bryce of milo. Kitzeya mikulom. If you cut out. Again, a patch. The osamehem beged, and he made a beged. In other words, he cut the sides, didn't rip, but he cut a neatly shaped beged from any of these substances. So the mishko shalosh, if he made it for lying down, then it's shalosh. I think it should be shalosh. Mr. Dalin. Yeah, shloisha tefachim. The moshav tefach, if he made it for a moshav, if it was miyachad for a moshav, then even a tefach is enough. I guess that's like medash al chamor, miyachad for a moshav. And l'achizah kolshul, and if it was miyachad for something to protect his hands, then even a kolshul. And Taisus explains, what do these things mean? Kolei melasas tlai l'mishkov. Make a tlai, a patch for a mishkov, kiven l'kara l'keses, l'shadvar ma'yim l'padum l'mishkov, shirat tlai, shloshet tochim. Tum yidu l'moshev tefach. Zahayin l'lasis tlai l'moshev, k'n l'medash l'chamor, k'n l'kidim l'chava. The same idea, it's a patch for a medra, for a moshev. So then it's one tefach. If it's a patch for a mishkov, then it's three tefachim. V'chein hi desani v'kisefta, m'kasei l'mishkov, ein pachos m'shoshu l'moshev tefach, u'l'mayim l'kosu. Same idea. But you see, Ma'im had an achiz that we had before that they have in the other bites in the Ilam. The Hussein of Farish Ma'il achiz. So what does achiz mean? Or Meshlaka Shekein Oymed Vinavla. Mesnisa Tana Hail Veroy Lekaisa Seta Enim. הקדוש ברוך רואה עושה משהו לאורגים שמחליקים את המיטה של הריגו בסובן ובשום דבר כדי לחזק קרח משהו בגן על הצבוי ומחליק את התפי ועושה סמטה שעל הצבוי משם הצבוי שאין החוט מלחד חוי ועושה שקרח בצבוי קורי נבל ורואה נבל מלחץ את העינים ועושה משמבקם את העינים ומולך נעשה קרחן משהו על הצבוי של ידבק בשום מנת העינים. So if we feel miyachet, it's for achiza, something just to protect your fingers, then the Brisa says it's a kolshul. The Rambam says kolshul means gimel tzvois. So there's no such thing as a beggar that's less than gimel tzvois. So we have other things, other cases. The Rav Shimon said that all these things have a commonality, that you can miyachet it for a tlai, for a moshav. So it has, they have in common, they can have a shir v'tefach. It's just the other shir they have in common. If you miyachet them for a kashver and mishkav, they have three tefachim. And yachet it for achizah, so they have in common that it's kolshul. Kolshul is three tefachim. So the other shirim they have in common. The case says who I didn't in the chanan. Reb Shimon just gave me one example of cases where they can have the same shir in common. But really, there are other cases also where all of these different substances could have a shir in common. That's the shugumar. So there's a rash. The rash in Kalim, the Perch of Zion, Mishneh Gimel, and Shkosis and Shabbos, and that I involve, Omer Aleph, say that Rav Shimon's, this reason that Rav Shimon gives, that they get able to misarab to Shir Godol, Hoyle, that it's Roy, since it's Roy, what's the last name of Shimon? Hoyle, the Roy, the Tamil Eshav, says the rash. And places. You only need that reason for Tumas Mason. For Tumas Medes, you don't need that reason. Even with Arab Shem's reason, they will be able to misdirect for Tumas Medes. Says the Rash, why? Because I feel a kupa sorcher, you should feel the Shiva Tumit. Tumas Medes, the Gemara says in Chulam, that kuf kotes, that even if you had a black of sa'ur, of saragam, of kind of sa'ur, like sa'ur limotsiv v'teta. If you miyachet it for yeshiva, so it starts to lose its status as achlin, it's makabel tumas medrash. You see, that doesn't matter what it's made out of. It's made out of sa'ar, not a substance that you normally make anything out of. Not a substance that you make halen out of. Okay, but makabel tumas medrash. Since medrash could be from any substance at all, so therefore, it's able to be mitzara to any to the. There's no problem with shirk without the reason of Rav Shimon. So what is he saying? What are they saying? So Chaznish explains. Chaznish is in the Kalim, similar to Bez Dalit, Chaznish explains as follows. The rule is, tumas, regular tumas, not tumas medes, but other tumas, tumas meis, tumas sherets, all these other tumas. Not all Kalim are makabel tumas, are able to makabel tumas. There are seven kinds of Kalim that are able to makabel tumas. The Rambam, the beginning of Ufas tumas meis, the Rambam, the beginning of Ufas Kalim, enumerates that there are seven kinds of Kalim. The Godim, Godim means anything which is woven out of something that grows from the ground. Sack, made from goat hair. And Kleor, and Kleetzim, Kalim made out of bones. Kleimachas, metal Kalim, Kleetz, and Klecheres. Those are the seven kinds of Kalim that are Makabal Tumul. The last Kalim, for example, when I tell you not Makabal Tumul, when you draw Bodhi Makabal Tumul, because not one of these seven kinds of Kalim. Kupasor, for sure, is not Makabal Tumul, it's made out of dough. Play-Doh, you make a keli out of it, you make a chair out of Play-Doh, you make a utensil out of Play-Doh, it's not makabel tumah. Only shiva kelim that are makabel tumah. So Tyson, the Rash say that that's only true by other tumas. By tumas medes, it's not true. Anything which is miyuchad v'yeshiva or miyuchad v'shchiva is makabel tumas medes. It doesn't matter if you made out of plastic, if you made out of glass, if you made out of Play-Doh, if you made out of a kupasor, if you miyachad v'yeshiva, it's makabel tumas medes. So what does that have to do with us? So Chaznish explains as follows. When we're talking about Tumas Meis, or Tumas Sheretz, other Tumas, so there's seven kinds of Kalim that are Mekabel Tumah, and each one has their own Shir. So I saw a beggar, this is the Shir, this is Gimel Tochim, or Gimel Tzvois, and Sak, the Shir is Dal Tochim, and Or, the Shir is Five Tochim, and Mapots, the Shir is well, that's where Tumas Medes, is Six Tochim, Mapots Tak, only Tumas Medes. It's not made out of any of these seven kinds of kelim. Shuvah. So, Akaponim. each keli, each one of these kelim has their own, each one of these different kinds of kelim has a different shiur. So now, when I want to be mitzaref, I have pachas mikashir of, let's say, of beged, and pachas mikashir of sach. So as beged, it would be the shiur would be 3 tefachim, but it's not all beged. Al sach, the shiur would be 4 tefachim. It's not all sach. So the shiur is, can I put them together and say, well, together I have 4 tefachim, which is the shiur, which is the larger shiur. So that's they're able to be mitzaref. They have to be makabel tumah. And that's the need of Pashas, they shouldn't be able to, like Shavu Shir, right? Begad has its own Shir. Sak has its own Shir. And if you don't have a Shir Begad, you don't have a Shir Begad, and you don't have a Shir Sak, and you don't have a Shir Ur, then what you have is not a Begad, not a Sak, and not a Ur. So it's none of the above. If it's none of the above, it's not able to be Makabal Tumah. It has to be one of the 7 Kalim, and it has to have a Shir of the Sun, and it has to have the Shir of the 7 Kalim. So if you have Begad, focus on Shir, you don't have Begad. And if you have Sak, focus on Shir, you don't have Sak. And if you have Ur, focus on Shir, then you don't have Ur. So maybe they shouldn't be able to start. So that's a Chiddush. And that needs a Reb Shimon. That needs it. So you have to find somewhere where you're able to be. You have to find somewhere where they all have the same shear, and they're able to be mitzaref. And so you find by Tumas Moshe, by a fly, you need to find one case where I can have a beged that's not just a beged, but it's half beged and half or half or and half sack, and it has one shear and it's able to be mitzaref. Then everything I say, oh, once it's able to be mitzaref over there, so it's able to be mitzaref in general, and I can have a beged that's not that pokus mikshir beged, pokus mikshir of sack, or pokus mikshir of or. And now the mitzaref into the largest year, they're able to have a tzir. Lashen kain says the Rash, when it comes, let's say, when it comes to Tumas Medris not limited to these seven kinds of kelim. But kupas k'sar could be makabel Tumas Medris. What would be the shear by kupas k'sar? How big would it have to be? I don't know. We'd have to figure out how big a kupas k'sar do you need for it to be roy. I mean, we would have to be, we have to convene the basin and decide what should the shir be for Kupasar. But fundamentally, there's no particular din, there's no particular shem, tumas, of beged and sak and or anything that's oil in the medrash is a medrash. It can be made out of plastic, made out of glass, it can be made out of half plastic and half glass, half nylon and half cotton, doesn't matter, whatever it's made out of, as long as it's oil in the medrash, then it's a medrash. So there's no such thing really per se as something which is half beged and half. I mean, yeah, you look at the ingredients and they say the manufacturer's label will say it's half beged and half art. What's important to us is that it's royal yeshiva. And in royal yeshiva means it has to be, well, all substances are royal yeshiva, but it also has to be big enough to be royal yeshiva. So how big does it have to be? Well, let's take a look. Half of it's beged, half of it is sack. Well, the shear of sack to be royal yeshiva is 4 tefachim. The beged is 3 tefachim. Here I have something which is half and half. So I'll take the bigger shear. And then if I have the biggest shear, then I'm sure that it's royal. Once I have the biggest shear, then this is for sure. A beggar that's 3x3 is royal yeshiva, then a beggar that's 4x4 is for sure royal yeshiva. So here I tell them, which is for sure royal yeshiva. I don't care what it's made out of, because it doesn't have to be made out of anything in particular. It can be made out of kukasor for that matter, and it would be able to be mechabel tumas medras. So there's no problem over here in being mitzaref the different shiurim. The problem with mitzaref different shiurim is that when you need to have a certain thing, like by iskach. There's a schach puzzle, that's one kind of psul. There's avir, which is a different kind of psul. And what I have is not an avir, not a schach puzzle. I have half avir and half schach puzzle. So that's a chiddush, straight with mitzarek. That they should be able to be mitzarek. They're like shogu shirayim. And they're different things. Schach puzzle has one shir. Avir has a different shir. These are different things. So what I have is not necessarily, not really schach puzzle. It's not really avir. Can they be mitzarek? Well, if it could be shogu shirayim, it could be mitzarek. If they're not shogu shirayim, then they're not able to be mitzarek. So there I say, when you're talking about tumas mace, tumas sher, it's other tumas. So you have to have one of the 4 kinds of kelim. Each one has their own shear, and if having kelim is half and half, and it's focus mikshir of each, then it's mishteh and mishteh. It's neither the one nor the other. So then it's not able to be mitzaref. Except Rav Shimon and Mechadish is able to be mitzaref because of the matam. When you're talking about tumas medrash, I don't need any yeshiva kelim. I just need a thing. And how big does the thing have to be? Well, it has to be royal yeshiva. So next year not, it's royal yeshiva. Well, if it has the bigger shear, about it's royal yeshiva. So I don't need a fancy Reb Shimon for that, even if we know Reb Shimon, there'd be no case where they have the same shear. But the mice, it's royal yeshiva, it's 4 tefachim, it's royal yeshiva, and it's made out of something, and it's made out of, I don't really care what it's made out of, but I don't have to give it a label, beged X, you know, clay X. It doesn't have to be clay anything, it could be a kubasar. It's royal yeshiva, and it's big enough to be royal yeshiva. So who needs a Reb Shimon? So that's what places in the Rash both say, that in the whole Reb Shimon, the whole of my palm, the Reb Shimon said, was only in regard to Tumas Meis. That these kinds of begodim should be mitzaref to tumas meis, that's a chiddush, and that needs a Reb Shimon. But without the, but for Tumas Medrash, I don't need a, that's not a Chiddush, and that doesn't need a Reb Shimon at all. Atkan, the Rashi in Tyres. Nice, then Rambam, how is he otherwise? The Rambam, Perek Chav Gimel Kehlin, Halacha Dalet, writes as follows. Should have brought Rambam. Rambam writes, you know what, I'll just use my technology. Chav Gimel Kehlin, Halacha Dalet, Dr. Rambam. Hasak starts with the gimel. Hasak shiuri arba tefachim la arba tefachim. Ma'or chamisha chamisha. Mach b'shisha shisha. Ben the medrash ben the shatumus. Tochus min hashirim hala elu tera miklum. That's the din of the Mishnah. Then the Rambam goes on and says, "Vamed vorm amurim." When is that true? Bekara echad mehem shenirka v'le kavona. It just ripped off. Aval haketzeya bekavona. But if you deliberately cut it to size, that's in the katzeya. The concept of tefach al tefach l'mayshuv, and you cut out even just a tefach al tefach, and you miyakad it from mayshuv. A shleishes tefachim, a shleishes tefachim l'mishkov. I raise him the time he'd be medrus. Then it could be makabutum as medrus either mishkov or mayshuv. Ben shoya tefach al tefach shekitze itzoya shleishu a beger isak or a mapas. Doesn't matter what it's made out of. When you mekatzei it for a mayshuv, then all you need is a tefach. When you mekatzei it l'mid l'mishkov, then all you need is gimel tefachim. V'chein a mekatzei v'echemim l'achizo, or if you mekatzei it l'achizo, this is the mitzvah for. You make a say lachiza, kidei sheyoyches by biyod, they kidei shoyisim kaitches say to einim shlo yazuka etz by sayim, like people who cut to einim do that they shouldn't cut their fingers. I raise a tummy b'chol shul, then all you need is a kol shul. Rami yes, v'hu shlo yapochus migimel agimel, pochus misholosh al sholosh, can't be less than 3 is boys. Shakol pochus misholosh is boy tor miklum, that's a general rule that you can't have any, no beggar than pochus misholosh less than 3 is boys. But a larger shul you don't need. Then the Rami goes on, aloch atal. Hamachaber, Shnei tefachim min habeged u'min asak. So I'm sorry. Hamachaber shnei tefachim min habeged u'min asak tefach. Or shleishim min asak ve'echad min or or arba min or ve'echad min hamachotz. In other words, you want to be mitzarefim to the smaller shear. So I raise the Torah min ha-minametus. That's for sure Torah. Because they can't be mitzarefim to the smaller shear. Aval mechiber chamish tefachim min hamachotz ve'echad min or arba min or ve'echad min asak. Shleishim min asak ve'echad min habeged. Because I want to be mitzarefim to the larger shear. Hareze tomei medrus. Then it's mitzarif the medrus. Ze akval kol shehishlim shiuri v'chomer mimenu tomei min akala tomei. If you mitzarif it to the larger, the more chomer the kashir, then it's tomei min akala. So if you mitzarif to the larger shiur, it's tomei. If you mitzarif it to the smallish, to the lesser shiur, the smallish shiur, then it's tomei. But the Rambam says that this din of tziruf, the Rambam says hareze tomei medrus. Chayim aduik in Rambam. First of all, prepares in Rambam. That is a tzirif for medrus. It's also medrus and Rambam that the tzirif is for medrus and not for tumas mes, not for other tumas. So the shayla is kofi in the Rambam. First of all, why not for tumas mes? The same way there's a svara of Rav Shimon. The same way Rav Shimon said a svara of matam that since they have the same shear, it's roy lekatzea bikulam tefach. So that same thing should apply to tumas mes. And even though rather the case of tefach is for medrash, because the case of kitzel of being the kitzel tefach happens to be a tumas medrash tekadin, it's applied for a midas shalachamar, that's tumas medrash. The Taisa says who are then that they have in common, and the Rambam himself just brought it, that you can also be mekasei gimel etzbois al gimel etzbois leachizo, and they'll also have the same shear. So what's the difference? The same way the mitzarif for tumas medrash. Since they're all roy to have the same shear by a case of where you were mekatzea, so that's true by tumas meis too. They're all roy to have a shear of gimel etzbois by gimel etzbois. If you were mekatzea, then the achizo. So why shouldn't they be mitzarif for tumas meis the same way they mitzarif for tumas medrus? In fact, Tosha said that the whole din is for tumas meis. Medrus not even a chiddush. A chiddush of the mishnah is for tumas meis. Tosha in the Rashi of this. Ram is mashmish for tumas meis. They're not mitzarif. So that's not question number one. Why are they not mitzarif for tumas meis? Question number two, according to the Rambam, that the tzirif is only for tumas medrus, then it's mukhuk that Rav Shimon is explaining why they're mitzarif for tumas medrus, not for tumas meis. Because for tumas meis, actually they're not mitzarif. So Rav Shimon must be explaining why they are mitzarif for tumas medrus. Well, for tumas medrus, Why do you need a fancy reason? Hoyle the roy to have the same shear in a special case. It's like gara from a kupas sarshi yichta. It's like gara from a tumas medrash doesn't need to be one of the seven kelim. So why should I need a fancy of shimon to explain why they were sarshi tumas medrash? So this second question, we'll come back to the first question. Why are they not mistaken for Tumas Medrash? Well, let's focus first on the second question. If the tzirif is for Tumas Medrash, so why do I need a fancy reason? Why do I need Rav Shimon's reason? The Rash types of it, will say, for Tumas Medrash, you don't need Rav Shimon's reason. There's no particular din. There's no din by Tumas Medrash. By Tumas Medrash, there's no such thing really as Klei Beged per se, or Klei Or per se. You need something which is royal yeshiva. Anything which is royal yeshiva is Makabal Tumas Medrash. So who cares if it's made out of half Beged and half Or? It's like garden if it was made out of kupas oyer, and like garden was made out of plastic. It would also be a kabbal tumas medrash, and how big would it have to be? We'll have to see in svar if it's a royal yeshiva. So here you have something which is made out of half beged and half sock and half oyer. It's like garden from kupas oyer. How big does it have to be? We'll see in svar how big does it have to be to be royal yeshiva. The stomach, if it has the biggest shear of the two, and then it's royal yeshiva. For that, I wouldn't need a Rav Shimon. But the Rambam is learning Rav Shimon has to be talking about tumas medrash. So why do I need a Rav Shimon? So this question I saw discussed. This is a very nice sefer, Mishnas Kayos, set of svarim from Rabbi Toma Garbus in Eretz Yisrael. It's a big Andonim in Eretz Yisrael. It has a set of Mishnayos Tayos, different mesechtes. So in the Mishnas Tayos on Kalim, Perek of Zayin, Mishnah Gimel, he raises this question, and he says that in fact the Rambam is l'shitosle. Because the Chaznish is medayik in the Rambam, but the Rambam taka holds that Tumas Medrash also is only from the Shiva Kalim. Not like Tosis and the Rash assume for Dolah Poshut. It's kind of slightest to know. So the Tosis and the Rash assume for Dolah Poshut that Tumas Medrash is by all Kalim, even by Kupasar. So that it doesn't have to be special with seven Kalim. And the Rambam is Kamat Mefurish that Tumas Medrash also is limited to the seven Kalim. How do we know? First of all, the most common, one of the most common Tumas Medrashes, cases of Medrash that we have is Mappas. We always talk about Mappas as a case of Tumas Medrash. Mappas is a map. So Tosis is in a few places that Mappas is not one of the seven Kalim. It's made out of reeds. It's not Kliyeh, it's not Kliyeh, it's not anything. It doesn't have to be. Mappas doesn't have to be Nechami. It's not one of the seven Kalim. Medrash doesn't have to be one of the seven Kalim. The Rambam, in Perek Aleph Kalim, Alof Yud Gimel, says that mapots is kliyetz, because anything that grows from the ground is called a kliyetz. So that's number one. So the Rama holds that mapots is the perish is a kliyetz. So that's not a hechach, but at least it opens the door that maybe if it turns out that mapots is a kliyetz, maybe taka medrash is limited to the seven kalim. And the chayra is also medrash in the Rambam. It's medrash in the Rambam also in the perik aleph kalim alocha gimel. The Rambam says the following halacha. This is a Mishnah. Kol shibi yam tor. The Mishnah says kol shibi yam tor, meaning even though let's say kliyetzim are one of the shibi kalim are made out of bones, but if made out of fish bones, they're not makabel tumah. Anything that comes from material that comes out of the sea is not makabel tumah. That's a Mishnah. The Rambam says that includes that kol shibi yam tor mitumas medrash. The Rambam includes that it's also not makabel tumas medrash. Chazanish says, doesn't think that would be true according to the Rash. According to the Rash, the Tumas Medrash does not have to be limited to any particular substance. And it's even a Kupa Sa'ur, and it's anything you want. So why should Kol Shabiyam be any different? It's only if you hold that, it's only by Tumas Mace, where it has to be Shiva Kalim, it has to be Kliyetzim, Kliyzol, Kliyetzim. So then we have rule Kol Shabiyam Tor, the Kliyetzim, if it comes from fish bones, it's not called the Kliyetzim. And likewise, if it grows from, if there's a tree under the ocean, it won't be called the Kliyetzim. Anything that grows in the ocean, that comes out of the ocean, doesn't have the status of the Shiva Kalim. So that's the rule, Kol Shiva Yam Torah, but it wouldn't apply to Tumas Medrash. The Rambam says that Kol Shiva Yam Torah applies to Tumas Medrash. Why should it apply to Tumas Medrash? Tumas Medrash can be made of anything. Herod says, no, the Rambam holds that. The Rambam holds Tumas Medrash is limited to the Shiva Kalim. And the emphasis Mefurish and Rambam in Perish Mishnayis, Per Kof Kalim Mishnah Gimel, where the Rambam brings the Peres Kayanim says, in regard to Tumas Medrash, that it doesn't apply to Avon, to Klei Avon, to Avonim. So Ram says, why not? Because it's not from the Pshet of Shiva Kalim. Shiva Kalim, like a clay avodah, we know that's why in the archaeologists it was finding the stone utensils in Yerushalayim, because they weren't Makabal Tumah. So the Ram says in the Perish Mishnayis, he brings the Torah's claim that clay avodah are not Makabal Tumah's Medris. Why are they Makabal Tumah's Medris? Because apparently the Ram says the Ram, because Medris has to be from the Shiva Kalim. So the Ram Perish Mishnayis in Mufush this way, that Tumah's Medris applies even to other Kalim. And the emes is, it's a Danis Torah's claim, the Rabbeinu Hillel, and the Tosfos Ri, this is all the Mishnah Taras brings in the Chazon, that and the Tosfos Ri, the Nida Daf Samach, says a different reason. He says Klei Avonim are not Makabel Tumas Medris because they're not Miyuchad Yeshiva. Because Klei Avonim means I know a block of Evan, it's not Miyuchad Yeshiva. In economic, if you had a case of Klei Avonim that would be Miyuchad Yeshiva, then it would be Makabel Tumas Medris. This is the same Machlekes. The kids that we have here are major Machlekes Yishayim. It's time to know Yidia that the Shita of the Tosfos Ri apparently, and the Rabbeinu Hillel and Tosis and the Rash, all these Yishayim hold by Tumas Medris, you do not need Shiva Kalim. Shiva Kalim is only by Tumas Meis, Tumas Sheretz, by other books. Anything that's Tumas Medris, all it needs to be is Royal Yeshiva and nothing more. And the Rabbim, the Perish and the Perish of Mishnayis, and the Chorets implied by the Rabbim, which we saw in the Yad as well in a few places, the Rabbim holds that even Medris is only by the Shiva Kalim. I'm Mapas, Rabbim says Mapas is Taka Kleitz. But I don't know what to do with this. He does the discussion with Mishnah Taras. What does the Ram do with the Gemara Kupasot? Kupasot is not a Mishnah or anything, but it's a Gemara. The Gemara seems to say that Kupasot Shiyichul Yeshiva is Makabel Tumas Medrash. So Kupasot, the Ram doesn't bring it. I didn't find anywhere in the Ram that he brings halacha of Kupasot is Makabel Tumas Medrash. But it's a Gemara. The Gemara says that Kupasot. That's some other one. Sugi there. I don't know. Pashas with Gemara Kulum Kukotes. It's that Kupasot Shiyichul Yeshiva is Makabel Tumas Medrash. Has the one of the Shiva Kalim? Unless we'll say that since the Ram holds that a Machlus is called Kleitz, and anything grows from the ground is Kleitz, so maybe wheat grows from the ground, so maybe Kupasor, since it grows from the ground, could have a lot of Kleitz. I don't know, that's a very big stretch. Maybe, you know, I don't know. They say that it's not only wheat, it's also water, and I don't know what else. I guess it's wheat and wood. I don't know, maybe they're involved, maybe it's a Kleitz. I don't know, that's a Kiddush to me, that Kupasor should be called a Kleitz. It means that would mean that would mean to be able to Kabbal Tumas Meis too. That Kupasor should be called a Yeshiva, if you made a Beis Kibble out of it, if you took a Kupasor, you made it into a cup, it would be Kabbal Tumas Meis. That's a year. Isn't that enough? It's hard thing to believe. Loyadim. I don't know, it's a Kasha. What the Ram does with the... But it's not a Shikol Torah, it's a Beferish Ram and Beferish Mishnayis. That the Rambam holds that Tumas Medris is so that's what Chazon says that the Machlokes is Shoinim. The Rambam holds that Kupasor is that the Rambam holds that Tumas Medris is limited to the Shiva Kalim, and the Rash and Tosfos and the Rebbeinu Hillel, Tosfos Ri, they all hold that Tumas Medris does not have any such limitation. Says the Mishnah Taras, well, so now Gavaldik. Now I understand the Rambam, who learns that the Din Sirif over here is for Tumas Medris. So we had the question of the Tosfos and the Rash said for Tumas Medris, I don't need a Bshimin. And anything with Kabbal Tumas Medris, so why would it need a special reason? Matam, since they have the same shear, these different kinds of kalim, they have the same shear in one context, and maybe they give the sarab to a shear here as well. Why should they have it by Tumas Medris? It makes no sense. So anything can be Kabbal Tumas Medris. It's a kash in the Rama. Teretz is the Rama. Which he tells it. The Rama ground a hole. So no, it's not true. Tumas Medris also limited to the shear of kalim. And every kind of kalim has its own shear. So how are they able to be the sarab? They have to come out through a shear. Since these different kinds of kalim are shobushirayu by a case of kitsua, so maybe that's enough. It should be able to mitzvah for the largest shear of the two, even for even when you word like I say, which is the din of the Gemara. So that's halfway. So now we understand how the Rambam could hold that there is a seer of the tumas that we need a Reb Shimon for the seer of the tumas medrash. So Dayanishar, this is the medrash that Mishnah doesn't talk about. It still remains to be explained. The Rambam is mashma that they're only mitzvah for tumas medrash. Sounds like the Rama holds that they're not mitzvah for Tumas Meis, they're only mitzvah for Tumas Meis. Why should that be true? The same way they're mitzvah for Tumas Meis. As Rav Shimon explained, Hoyol that they roy to be mekaseh and mikulam tepa, Hoyol the roy l'tami moshul. So why didn't they say that they should be mitzvah for Tumas Meis? Hoyol that they roy to be mitzvah for if you were mekaseh them for achizah. When they also have the same shir. I thought maybe to say, and I don't really understand the lumbus of this all the way down, but maybe you say a lot. Nicely, when the Rambam brings the halacha of lachiza kolshul, the lashon of the Gemara is that lachiza kolshul. Doesn't say gimel shvois. Says if you can say them lachiza, then the shear is kolshul. And that's how the Rambam brings it also. The Rambam says that lachiza is kolshul. Then he says, but it has to be gimel al gimel because there's no. That's the lashon of the Rambam. That's right, to be before. It's a funny lashon. The Rambam says that the shear is kolshul. The who that it shouldn't be less than gimel etzbois because anything which is less than gimel etzbois is tar miklum. So then you should say that lachiz is because lachiz is gimel etzbois. What kind of lashon? Lachiz is a kolshul. But it has to be gimel tzvois because everything has to be gimel tzvois. So say lachizik gimel tzvois. Five tzvois, and here I don't know enough about this really to say for sure, but apparently I see from Loshon Rama that the achiz of the emes mitzad the roy lachiz lo tzakol shu. Meaning, mitzad the particular shear of achiz, the particular fitness for achiz. To be roy for a moshu, it has to be. It needs a tefach to be fit. That's a shear to be roy for a tlai for a medash alachama. To be roy for a tlai for a moshu, it has to be gimel tefach. That's the shear that's fit for a tlai for yeshiva. The shear that's fit to be roy lachiza is a kolshul. Doesn't even need gimel tzvois. But that's a general rule. That any kli that's less than gimel tzvois, but gimel tzvois not able to tavel tumah. That's the minimum size that something needs. That less than that is not able to mekabel, not able to mekabel tumah. But not because it's not roi lachiza. As far as the kaitzes hayatayim are concerned, maybe less will also be good. Okay, I don't know. This needs to be thought about in the sugis and bavim v'likin, and I don't know. But the lashon of the Rambam seems to be very clear now. Lachiza kolshul. Vahu, that it shouldn't be less than gimel tzvois, I'll give my tzvois, because anything less than gimel tzvois, I'll give my tzvois, it's part of the club. The Rambam doesn't say, it has to be gimel tzvois, I'll give my tzvois, because otherwise that roi lo kaitzei tainim. That he doesn't say. Very much lashon the Rambam, that less than gimel tzvois by gimel tzvois would also be roi lo kaitzei tainim. But you can't go less than gimel tzvois, because that's the lowest you can go. This is like this other limitation, you know. That's it. If it doesn't go lower, that's the lower limit. You can't go lower than Gimel's voice and still be Makabal Tumah. That's a club. That's Mamish. Again, that's the Lashon of the Rambam. Everything else he says, that's the Shia that it's right to. Right? He says, if you're Makatseya, Tefach Lamashuv, or Gimel Lamishkov, Mechena Makatseya Lachizo, like Kutsi Tainim, and so on. How is it Tommy Bacholshu? Vilhu Shaloya Pachas Megimel Gimel, because Kolshu Pachas Megimel Abil Gagimel Tommy Klum. It's really unfortunate. It's not that Kutsi is void, not that Kutsi Tainim need Gimel as voice or Gimel as voice. Kutsi Tainim is really, because really Bacholshu. But this Tana Halach from the Natsad, that Pachas Megimel as voice, but Gimel as voice is Tommy Klum. That's the case. So maybe we could say a lot. That of Shimon's Svara, that even though these things have different shiur, but if you can find some area of a where they have the same shiur, that's enough that it's called Shavu Shirayu, and they them start, even when they don't have the same shiur, to the larger shiur. That's only where they have in common a shiur of their own. Meaning, you know, Mirdash Agave Chamor, all of them have a shiur tefach. Or to be a tlai for a mishkuk. So all of them have a shear gimel tochum. So they all have the same shear. So now there's an area with all of the same shear. So then once they have it, once there's something which they all have the same shear, so even when they don't have the same shear, so then we could still be in the tzaratim. Yeah, the svar, I don't know what it is. Is it a halacha of alma? Is it some svar behind it? Any of that? But that's what Shimon says. But by kach se ta'enim, the fact that you could be mekatzei mikulam le'achizo, and they're all going to have a shear of gimel tzvois, that's not called they all have the same shear. Because kosher is not a shear. There is no shear. Kosher means there is no shear. But Kaisha say to Einim for Achizo, really there is no shear. Of course, there's a general rule that nothing less than Gimel is voice in the Kabbal Tumah, but that's not cool that they have the same shear. So that's not enough to make it Shavu Shirayim. Al Derech, I'm not sure if it's exactly the same, But al derech, like we had in the Gemara before, when the Gemara asked on Rabbah, he said, "Rabbah, what are you talking about? With shavah shirayu, avir is kapos le shavah shirayu by sukkah kanan shavah shirayu." So Rabbah said back, "No, that's different. That's not because they have the same shear. That's because it's a different problem. That if they're going to be less than gimel, if they're going to be gimel tochem, then you're not going to have zayin tochem as hakosher. So that's like minasad. That's an extraneous reason. That's not because they have the same shear b'etzim." Yeah, it happens to be it's gimel's voice, sukkatana, abir and sakposlo, gimel's voice, but not because that's their shear. Because halacha minatzad that is botzer shear, this botzer by sukkatana. If you don't have zayin on zayin, or at least with lovin at least, so then you don't have a shear. So al derech zekan, that like kaitzuk say to einim, they all have the same shear of gimel's voice, but gimel's voice. That's not really cool. They have the same shear. There is no shear for etzim for kaitzuk's voice, not a shear at all. Just as a minimum of there's a halacha min achutz. There's an extraneous halacha that anything that's gimel, that anything, nothing's mekabel tumah, able to mekabel tumah. If it's less than gimel, no beggar is able to mekabel tumah. If it's less than gimel, it's voiced by gimel. No keli can mekabel tumah. If it's less than gimel, it's voiced by gimel. By gimel, no beggar. That if it's less than gimel, it's voiced by gimel. By gimel, it's voiced. But it's not sheer. It's not the sheer of kaitzuk tainim. So Mimela, what's the smallest shear that they have in common? The smallest shear that they have in common is what Rav Shimon said. The smallest shear they have in common is the Medav Shel Gabi HaChamor. That's the Tumas Medras. Medav Shel Gabi HaChamor is the Tumas Medras. It's not a Tumas, that's a Medras. Medav Shel Gabi HaChamor is the Tumas that it's a Tumas Medras. It's Royal Yeshiva, it's MekabTumas Medras. Let me just finish the thought, then we'll decide this problem. So Mimela, maybe they're only mistaken for Tumas Medras. Taisha says that who had been Nabi Motz Lameimar, that this is only one example. He could have been bright. Rav Shimon could have just as well said that Hoyle the Roy, that the Roy had the same shear by Achiza. That's the case, and it should be even for Tumas Medras. But I'm saying in the Rambam that Roy and Achiza are not the same shear. It's halacha min achus that anything less than Yimud's voice is it can't be mekabel tumah. The shear of the beggar itself, the sack itself, that's is kosher. That's not called to have the same shear. Kosher is not a shear. The smallest shear they have in common is what Rav Shimon said. Hoyo v'roy l'tame, what's the lesson of Rav Shimon? Hoyo v'roy l'tame l'shev. They have a shear in common that they're roy l'tame l'shev, but medash l'gabe ha'chamot. That's the Tumas Medras. So the mele, the syrup is only for Tumas Medras, not for Tumas Meis. That's what Ram said. The tackle is not for Tumas Medras, not for Tumas Meis. Now, as I'm saying it, I'm wondering, one second, does this really make sense? Because even though this is a Tumas Medras, but the Chayrat is also Makabal Tumas Meis. If you have a Midas, it's also going to be Makabal Tumas Meis. Because that's a general rule. Anything that's Makabal Tumas Medras could also Makabal Tumas Meis. Even a Mapos. Once it's Makabal Tumas Medras, even though it's not from the Shiva Kalim, it could be Makabal Tumas Meis too. Without doubt that Rechayev is Roy to be a Tlai and to be a Medras, and it's also a Keli. Medras is a particular kind of Keli. Rechayev is Becham a Saimana. If it's Roy to be a Tlai, to be a Medras, then Rechayev Hu Adin, then it's Roy to be a Kli. Because that is a Kli. So why can't I say, they have in common a Shir for Tumas Meis too? Actually, I'm not so sure. Maybe this doesn't make any sense. I want to say, they only have in common a shear for Tumas Medras. So maybe they only have a Sarah Tumas Medras. They don't have in common a shear for Tumas Medras. Her this ties in Kabbalah Tumas Medras too. So that maybe per se is not so terrible. Anything that's for Kabbalah Tumas Medras is automatically in the Kabbalah Tumas Medras also. But maybe it's not a seer for Tumas Medras. The child is, but why not? If it's right to be a Medras, then it's right to be a... That is a Kli. Isn't a Medras a Kli? Medras a Kli is right to be Yeshiva. But it's also a Kli. Yeah, the feet of the Rash and Taisus is another thing that right to be Yeshiva doesn't need to be from Yeshiva Kalim. But the Rambam has to be from Yeshiva Kalim. So the Chayra, a Medras, is just a subset of Kalim in general. So if you miyachat something to be applied for a Medrash, for a Medrash or Gabi HaKamar, so it's a Mekabal Tumas Medras. Because it's right to be Yeshiva. who had been that it's a kli, it's a kli in its own right, because a medrash is a kli. Maybe that's not true. Maybe the fact that something's ready to be applied makes it ready to be a shiva, but not ready to be a kli. Maybe it's not a kli, but a patch. It's just part of a bigger kli. Okay, I don't know. Here we're getting to waters that I'm not so familiar with. Maybe this is so. And maybe apply by itself, if it wouldn't be running yeshiva, maybe it wouldn't be a kli. Lo Yitzur, you had something that was ready to be applied, not miyuchad the yeshiva. It's ready to be applied on a I don't know, on an oven mitt. Or it's ready to be applied on a garment. It's good for a patch for my elbows and my jacket. So would that be able to be metabolized from this amazing? It's not a medrash. But I say, oh, but it's a good part, but it's a metabolism, maybe not. Maybe that's not called a clean. It's only a part of a clean. So it's medrash. Maybe it's good enough for that. Maybe I don't need it to be clean to its own right. It's enough that it's royal yeshiva. It's royal yeshiva as part of the medrash al gabei ha'chamor. I don't know. I just have to check that because I don't know. Maybe I'm talking through my hat. I don't know. A couple of this is the one that I want to say. I see there are things here that need to be checked if they're iced out. But just to sum up, first of all, there's just important ideas to walk away with. And just to sum up, first of all, we have Machlekes Shoshanim. This is the Chazanish says, Perish Machlekes Shoshanim. His Tumas Medrash is limited to the Shiva Kalim. The Rambam starts off with the Kalim, it's the general release, but only Shiva Kalim, Klei Etzim, Klei Eitz, Klei Matkas, Beged, Sak, or the seven Kalim in a Makabo, Klei Heretz. Seven kinds of kelim in a kabbal tumah in general. She just a taisus, she just harash. That's only by other things, but medrash not. Medrash is anything. They have a gemara. Kulum kukotes. Kupasor. She is really shiva. The kabbal tumah is medrash. What if it's a piece of dough? That's not from this. Bechor. It's not from the shiva kelim. And matzah also taisos is not from the shiva kelim. And what's a common place of the matzah in the kabbal tumah is medrash. So that's their shiva. The Chazanish and the Daik and the Rambam. Perish the Rambam. Perish the Shnayis. But the Rambam is chaylik. And the Rama says that Tumas Medrash also is limited to the Shiva Kalim. I Maputz, Rama Shitosa, Rama says Maputz is a kind of clay. Eitz doesn't mean a tree. Anything goes from the ground is clay. What does Rama do with Kupasor Shiyuchli the Shiva any year there? Rama God doesn't bring anywhere Kupasor Shiyuchli the Shiva's Makabal Medrash. I don't know what he does with the Moran Kulim Kupatess. That's a problem. But as they state in the Chazmish and the Daik and Rama, and the Peshim Shnayis and Rama Shvarim, Mufaroshim and Rama. That's number one. Number two, Mishnah's Tyrus makes the Chazim, that the Rambam says Shitosa. Places in the Rashba both speak out that Reb Shimon's Matam, that these things are Mitzarek, they're Mitzarek, the larger Shear, only because they haven't come in the Shear by Moshe, they're able to by Wukim Akeh. But there's a case where they have the same Shear by Tumas Moshe. So the Places, the Rash, both say, for Tumas Medrash, I don't need that. Tumas Medrash, there's no such thing as a Kleyeva, there's no such thing per se as a beged versus a sack versus these aren't different categories by medrash. Anything that's royal yeshiva is a medrash. It has to be big enough to be royal yeshiva. How big does it have to be? Well, that of course depends. Something that's pure beged, so it needs three talkum to be royal yeshiva. If it's pure sack, it needs four talkum to be royal yeshiva. If it's half and half, well, four talkum is safe. So that's royal yeshiva also. I don't need a Reb Shimon. I don't need it from a town that they have the same shear somewhere else. It's no worse than Kupasar. Kupasar also has to have a certain size also. But if it's big enough to sit on, then it's Makabal Tumah. You have a Beged V'Hasak, it's big enough to sit on. It's like Gorah from a Kupasar. For that, I wouldn't need Reb Shimon. The Rambam is Mashman not the way. The Rambam is Mashman, I need Reb Shimon for Medrash, because the Rambam brings the halacha that Hasak V'Orim, it's Tarkum Zem Zer, the Rambam brings it in regard to Tumas Medrash. So it sounds like the Mishnah is talking about Tumas Medrash, and Reb Shimon is going with Tumas Medrash. For Tumas Medrash, what do you need? There isn't Teretz, this is the Mishnah's Taya says. With the Chazanish, the Rambam holds it. The Rambam holds that you do need. There are Shiva Kalim by Tumas Medrash. So mainly, you need a special Makam for Tumas Medrash as well. That's the Mishnah's Tayyus. Now, the question remains. This is the last part. The question in the Rambam remains that the Rambam is a little bit mashma that the Mishnah's that they're mitzarek only for Tumas Medrash, and they're not mitzarek for Tumas Medrash. That's the mashmaus of the Rambam. So it's our reason they're mitzarek for Tumas Medrash. Up till before the Rambam was talking about not only Tumas Medrash, he was talking about Tumas Medrash and Tumas Medrash. And when it comes to this halakha of Tzirif, he says they're Mitzarek for Tumas Medrash. Why are they only Mitzarek for Tumas Medrash? That's the Mitzarek for everything. So for that, I want to suggest that they're only misarik for tumas medrash because Rav Shimon's reason only applies to tumas medrash. Because Rav Shimon's reason is that they have the same shear for tumas moshav. So you see, they have the same shear for tumas moshav, but for tumas meis, they ever have the same shear. Of course, every medrash will be mekabel tumas meis also, but that's a side issue. That's not a shear in tumas. Even a mafas, even according to the shittas, that is not from the shiva kelim. A mafas in the kabel tumas medrash, and melech the kabel tumas meis too. But that's because it's a medrash. So their mitzvah could be a medrash, but they're not mitzvah. But once something's a medrash, it'll be mekabel tumas meis too. So if you have these shiva kelim and you make a medrash out of them, so of course it'll be mekabel tumas meis also, but they have to be a medrash. But if you took these shiva kelim and you put them together to make not a medrash, to make a beged out of them, to make a dress out of them, then there won't be mitzvah. The mashmoyis in the Rambam is, that's the deacon of the Rambam in the first place. The Rambam says that these kelim, that are beged, if you're or vasak, they would start to the larger shiur, le medrash. What does that mean, le medrash? That means if you put them together and you're miyachad in the yeshiva, then they're mekabel tumas medrash. Okay, what's the mekabel tumas medrash and mekabel tumas medrash too? If you have to be miyachad in the yeshiva, they're mitzvah for medrash. If you're not miyachad in the yeshiva, mashman the Rambam, but they're not mitzvah. Shaz, why are they not mitzvah? Parents says, because the whole Reb Shimon, which is all the tzirif, is based on Reb Shimon. And Reb Shimon said, why are they mitzvah? Because they're roy, because they have the same shiur for Moshev. So they have the same shiur for Moshev, so they're mitzvah for tumas medrash. But they don't have the same shiur for, they don't have the same shiur for tumas meis. Tumas meis, they have different shiur. Shloshes tefachim, arba tefachim. There we don't find anywhere that they have the same shiur. So for that already they're not, mitzvah. I'm a chayur, it's not true. Pesach says, who had been, Reb Shimon could have given a different example. They have the same shiur for achizah. Achizah is not a medrash. Achizah is a regular keli. So you do see that they do have the same shiur. Not only for Moshev, they have the same shiur for tumas meis, for other tumas. Things that are not meyuchad the yeshiva. That I want to bag in the Rambam, but the Rambam is a meduyik that and the really Gemara from the Rambam is achizah kolshu. The Gemara from the Rambam is, so you can say the Gemara is lab dach, but kolshu we understand it means gimel tochem. That I was mashing woman with it. That really roi lachizah is for kolshu. But then there's a general din that nothing's makabel tumma if it's less than gimel its voice by gimel its voice. So that's not a shear in the kliyetz itself, or it's not a shear in the beggar and the sakan or themselves. A beggar lachizah really should be b'choshu. There's a general din that nothing's makabel tumma less than gimel agimel. A sakli achizah should be b'choshu. There's a general din that nothing's makabel tumma if it's not gimel its voice by gimel its voice. That's not called the beggar and the sakan or have the same shear lachizah. Achizah be'emes doesn't have a shear, just covered by the general rule. So that's not called that they have a shear in common. So therefore, it comes out that they only have a shear in common talking for medrash, for a tlai, for a medrash lagabe hamor, for a tlai, for a moshul, for that they have the same shear. So they only have in common, they only have a shear in common to be a medrash. They only have a common shear to be a medrash. Then they're only mitzarif to tumas. They're only mitzarif to be a medrash. And I think maybe this takes off the question that I was bothered by before. Of course, every medrash is a kli. It doesn't matter. Since the case that they're mitzaref, the only case where they really have the same shiur in common is a case of something which is meyuchad liyeshiva, which is the definition of a medrash, yeshiva or shiva. So therefore, the Rav Shimon's rule that since they have in common, that they have since they have a certain shiur in common, so they can be mitzaref in general. But the shiur that they have in common is only for by a dover hamayuchad liyeshiva. They have the same shiur in common for a tlai hamayuchad liyeshiva. So therefore, and that's a special kind of keli, that's miyuchad liyeshiva is makabel tumas medrash. So they only have a shiur in common when by a medrash. So memela they're only mitzaref to the larger shiur also by a medrash. So if you take beged and sak and or and you miyachad in liyeshiva, so then they could be mitzaref. Because they have, like Rav Shimon says, matan, since they have the same shear for a tlai for a moshe, so they have this. So therefore, they're able to mistara for anything which is miyuchad yeshiva, even in case where they have a different shear. But if you're not miyachad at yeshiva, then something in the context of things that are not miyuchad yeshiva, they really don't have the same shear. So maybe they're not able to be mistara. Lefi is ma'alach in the Rambam. There's a rebach that is claimed for Tosis Kasha. Tosis says, why did Rav Shimon talk about a tefach that they have the same shear for a moshe? Which is a tefach. Why did Rav Shimon say they have the same shear for achizah? Why did he pick on a moshav? The Rambam is meduyah. Because they really don't have the same shear for achizah. Achizah is not a shear. Achizah is kosher. That's not a shear. So Rav Shimon Taka said bedavka that they have the same shear for. Rav Shimon needed a case where they have the same shear dafka for a medrash. Because the Taka only mitzvah for a medrash. Because they really only have a shear in common when it comes to nedis. They don't have any shear in common by things that are not a nedis. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon Taka talked about that they have the same shear of a tepa for a nedis. I guess Ulay Bini could have said gimel tochem by a moshav. Okay, that already since had the smallest shear that they have in common. They can go all the way down to a tepa chafim yachad and chafim yadas al gav yachamah. But he didn't say they have the same shear of achizo because achizo is not a shear. And it's not going to be a dinner. Shimon Taka saying, "Matam that the Taka only mistar for Tumas Medrash, and I'm mistar for Tumas Medrash." Of course, the Rambam only able to say this to Shitosoi that Tumas Medrash is limited to Shiva Kalim, and therefore the Mishnah could be talking about Tumas Medrash. Tosfos and the Rashi couldn't say that way because they learned that the Tumas Medrash I wouldn't need Rav Shimon in the first place because even Kupasor is able to be is able to move Kavon Tumas. So Tosfos learned that the dinner of Shimon is Dafka talking about Tumas Medrash. Like Tosfos, if you're Dafka talking about Tzirif for Tumas Medrash, means that Tzirif is Dafka for things that are not miyuchad liyeshiva. No, you're talking about a seer of dafka for things that are not miyuchad liyeshiva. Then you should have talked about it yourself. So why did Shimon talk about that they have in common for that they have in common a tumas medrash? Could have talked about achizo. But the Peter Ram has got a very good. Shimon spoke dafka about the smallest seer they have in common for tumas medrash. That the seer of dafka that we're talking about is for tumas medrash. Okay, fine. Let's see some tomorrow. Go later. But not tomorrow. Thursday.